Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this is my lovely wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day. It's we're in the Christmas season, and we're talking about the stories of Christmas. And I think it's interesting, the different people in the stories. We talk a little bit about them, but we're talking about each person's story coming into the birth of Christ. And I think it's an interesting topic that we've been looking at. Oh, like the Christmas cup there.
Christmas nice. Cup, Christmas ugly sweater. You have the...
I have the snowflake. Yes.
Hey, 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 snowflake. Pretty little snowflake. Oh, well. Anyway, yeah, we're talking about Mary. And, you know, it's interesting because both Mary and Joseph have to be told by an angel.
Right.
And, Gabriel is the one who shows up with Mary, and I believe it's Gabriel that comes also to Joseph. But it says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women."
And I think yesterday, you know, you made the point that Jesus has to come out of the house of David. So this is just another prophecy that's being fulfilled, that he's coming out of the house of David. I think that's important to point out.
Absolutely. And, you know, the angel of the Lord appeared in Judges, and he appeared and said, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." That's speaking to, I can't think of his name, but he lapped like a dog, you know, the men at the water. And I don't know.
Gideon was the one that sent him.
Gideon, that's it. All I could think of was Samson. I knew it wasn't Samson, but Gideon. And so, you know, it's amazing. Let me just stop and say this. Angels are involved in human life, mm-hmm. and God sends them. Gabriel is the one that's sent directly from the throne of God. We have Gabriel, we have Michael, we had Lucifer. Those were the top three angels, and Lucifer fell. Now we have Michael and Gabriel, and they are doing the bidding of God. Michael is a warring angel, while Gabriel is a messenger angel. And not to say that he's not involved in warring either,
sure.
but in spiritual warfare, but he is the one that delivers messages from the throne room. He often says, "I've been sent from the throne of God."
Right.
And so here, that's what the scripture records.
Right.
So it's interesting.
It's interesting too. I just want to say this. Brother Hagin used to say, you know, like Moses with the burning bush, and, you know, Gideon with the angel, and here Mary and Joseph are both visited by the angel. But Brother Hagin used to say, if you get visited by an angel or you get some kind of sign like the burning bush, it's because you've got something amazing that you're being called to. But there's also going to be some persecution. There's going to be some hardships. And that's why angel has to come and speak yeah. so clearly to somebody, because it's going to be kind of a rough road ahead.
Yeah. You know,
always go back to that moment.
Paul had that. Remember, he was on the ship and they were about to get wrecked. And he said, "An angel of the Lord has stood beside me this night." So, yeah, you're right. And I remember Brother Hagin saying that on several different occasions.
Yeah.
And people always want angels to come to me. He said, "You don't want that, because that means there's going to be some pretty rough sailing ahead."
That's
and
right.
So, you know, it is interesting. It's also interesting that if you look at verse 29, Mary was troubled, just like Zacharias was when the angel appeared to him. But the angel said to her in verse 30, "Do not be afraid, for you found favor with God." We see that in Matthew with Joseph. We see it here in Luke, that the favor of God is upon her life. And it says, "You will conceive and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Now, yeah. It's interesting because he doesn't say that in Matthew. In Matthew, he calls him Emmanuel, mm-hmm. and he says that he will come to save his people from sin.
Right.
Okay, so we have the purpose of Jesus. Well, let's see, we have three things listed: the name of Jesus, the purpose of Jesus, And now the other one just slipped off the top of my head, but maybe it's the mission of Jesus, but they're all, yeah, the mission of Jesus to be with
Jesus.
So it's interesting that these things are coming about. And then, you know, if you looked at Philippians, it says he's highly exalted him, given a name which is above every name. So this name Jesus was not by chance.
Right.
It was designated by God. Mm-hmm. It was chosen by God. The Father chose the name.
Yes.
Which was the custom of this, what do you call that? Mm-hmm. This society, this mm-hmm. culture that mm-hmm. that they lived in. And so God is the Father. And so he names him Jesus. Otherwise,
right. And Joseph and Mary are obedient in that. You know, they name him what the angel said to name him. I think it's interesting, too, when you read this whole thing, 31 through 33, it says, behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. You know, most of the time for regular people, most of us, when God gives us a plan, he doesn't give us the whole plan. He gives us one step at a time, or he may tell us something in the future, but typically he doesn't give us the whole plan. It might unnerve us. It might say, I don't know that I could do all that. But what's interesting is that basically the angel lays out the whole plan for Mary.
Yeah.
And I think that also says a lot about Mary. I mean, first of all, she's 13 or 14. Obviously, 13 and 14 in that day is not the same as our 13 and 14-year-olds now. You think about how mature she had to be. She was a godly woman. She was favored. So she was living the life that she was called to live. She was a righteous woman, obviously. And they had to pick her knowing that she would be obedient to the law and obedient to what the angel says. But the interesting thing is the whole plan was laid out for her. And then eventually she says, okay, I'll do it. But, you know, most of us don't get the whole plan. She got the whole plan. And knowing the law, she also knew what this really meant. She knew about the Messiah. She knew what was going to happen. And she had to prepare herself for this. I think it's interesting that the whole plan was laid out for her. Most of us don't get a whole plan. It might scare us.
Well, you know, Joseph was like that. He had a dream, but God didn't show him the pit, right? He didn't show him the pit he was going to have to go through or the prison he would live in. He showed him the palace.
Oh, the other Joseph. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joseph. I'm sorry. Yeah. Joseph.
And with he showed him color, the colors. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're exactly right on that. And I think this is interesting. I think, too, that when you see this, Mary, when she hears this, she says to the angel, how can this be since I've never known a man? Mm-hmm. Now, this is not unbelief.
Right.
This would be the appropriate question to ask.
Of how it's going to happen.
Yes, how this is going to happen. Then the angel answered and said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. And the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative. Now she learns about Elizabeth,
right,
who's old, having a child. She's conceived in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren, for with God, nothing will be impossible. Mm-hmm. And Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Listen, this is faith. This 13, 14-year-old girl, she is speaking in faith. She says, let it be according to your word. And the angel departed. Zechariah, he didn't act that way when he got told about.
No, he doubted.
Yeah, and he was mute the whole time, couldn't speak. Mm-hmm. And then I thought it interesting, you know, we were talking about names earlier that God named Jesus. Well, they wanted this child to be John. That was the Lord's will. And I just find it funny that John is not in anyone else's lineage, you know.
Right.
John was kind of, you know, honestly, it's kind of a Western name. And you don't find many Johns in Israel, you know. But I just find this is, to me, one of the greatest things, because she did not doubt one thing the Lord said. It was almost as though she had been praying for God for a visitation in her life. I know she wasn't. She was not. I want to make that clear. But she gets this visitation and instantly knows it's the Lord and believes what he says and says, let it be unto your maidservant, as you have said. That is powerful.
It is powerful. I mean, the fact that she knew what was going to happen. She knew that he was going to be the Messiah. And she had to know that there was going to be persecution, that there was going to be some hardship. And can you imagine? I mean, I'm going to have to raise God's son.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been very intimidating. But, you know, they raised him like a regular kid. You know, they taught him the way they taught their other children. Joseph taught him to be a carpenter. We'll talk a little more about how Joseph was a father later this week. And it's interesting that even though he was the son of God, he was also the son of man. And they raised him as any human child. And I find it interesting that the whole plan was laid out for her. And she said, let it be to me according to your word.
That's exactly right. Very powerful, very faith-filled. Mm-hmm. And it came to pass.
That's right.
You know, this, let me just end with this because our time is out. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, God is searching the earth for somebody to act in faith.
Yeah.
Will you be that somebody? He wants someone to receive. Everything we get by God is through faith. Right. And he's looking through the earth for that person that will believe the word of God. Mary believed, and the blessing of the Lord happened because of her believing the angel of God. So you don't have to have an angel to visit. She didn't have a Bible, but you and I have a Bible, and it is the word of God, and it is the will of for man according to God. And so we just need to believe the word and see the blessing of the Lord. Praise
Amen. God. It's good.
Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Spirit of God that indwells us. Help us, Lord, to be filled with faith. And Father, I thank you that, Lord God, we too will receive, for nothing is impossible with God. And Father, thank you now that we believe, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, follow right down there so that your family and friends can get connected to PM in the AM every Monday through Friday. Close to 7 o'clock, we like to bring you a word of encouragement. We're also on your favorite podcast channel, so you can check us out there. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe now so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. Be sure and join us again tomorrow, same bad time, same bad channel, for more of PM in the AM. God bless and have a great day.
God bless.